Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I don't know if you saw where Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the new governor of Arkansas, who has been signing laws into effect nonstop, signed a new law last week. Under the Youth Hiring Act of 2023, children under 16 don't have to get the Division of Labor's permission to be employed. The state also will no longer verify the age of those under 16 before they take a job. There seems to be a clear line between people that support kids going to work at 13 or 14 and those that do not. My concern is when one of the nation's largest food safety sanitation services is penalized because they employed 102 children from age 13 to 17 in hazardous occupations, had them working overnight shifts at 13 meat processing facilities in 8 states. I don't know about you, but I've noticed there have been a lot of recalls on meat and vegetables and all types of things. And I've always got a question, well, are 13-year-olds, you know, responsible for using the chemicals in cleaning the meat processing equipment? Yeah, they are, including back saws, brisket saws, things called head splitters that I don't even want to know about. Some of these children suffered injuries, so the U.S. District Court of Nebraska, based on evidence that the company, which provides these cleaning services under contract to some of the nation's largest meat and poultry producers, they verified they had employed at least 31 children from age 13 to 17 in these hazardous occupations to clean dangerous power equipment during overnight shifts. Well, guess what? It's not just in Wisconsin, in Minnesota, in Iowa. Child labor laws are an issue here in Illinois and in the Chicagoland area. State Representative Edgar Gonzalez is with us. He represents the 23rd District. And Edgar, what do you know about the Bolingbrook manufacturing plant that is accused of using child labor?
Yeah, so actually I had a whistleblower from my district. She was an undocumented lady who was fired because she was exposing child labor at the facility. She said that in the first shift, which was a shift of about 60 workers, about 25 of them were minors. So she said that this was a very persistent problem. And she had been fired before. They gave her job back, but she got fired again because, she was a whistleblower. So this is completely unacceptable. And obviously, it's a huge concern that we're dealing with here in Illinois.
And when they say unaccompanied minors, because that appeared in the story that came out of Nebraska, it appeared in the Bolingbrook story, does that mean they don't have a parent? Or I don't understand what that term actually means.
So actually, I think it's only part of the story. There's some of them that I believe are unaccompanied, but a lot of them are actually the kids of also undocumented workers who are working at the facility as well. So you have families, parents and kids working at the same facility. So I think it's a combination of those things.
And if they're breaking child labor laws by employing children who are 13 years of age, are they also not paying them minimum wage?
I believe that actually this is something that the whistleblower mentioned, because a lot of these, these are kids, but the fact that they're also undocumented as well, they're afraid, they don't want to. They don't speak up about, their rights, and many times they don't even know what their rights are. So there is a lot of circumvention of liabilities by both the facilities as well as the staffing agencies that directly hire these young kids and their parents as well. So, yes, it's definitely a huge issue.
This is State Rep Edgar Gonzalez. So someone in his district said, hey, this is what's happening, and spoke up with fear of getting fired. So if they're undocumented, are they legal to work there? Or are these companies hiring, immigrants who don't have the right documentation, then hiring their children, probably not paying them what they should, and breaking all sorts of laws?
It's a huge persistent issue that doesn't just affect the manufacturing industry, but the service industry, many other industries as well. I believe that the fact that they're undocumented just creates a different type of dynamic where these folks are fearful for their employment, but their status and staying in the country as well. It's not like it's the first time that people are quote unquote breaking the rules, because they know that they can abuse this type of labor and exploit it as much as possible. So I think that in general it makes sense for companies to try to exploit this vulnerable population, but in the end it doesn't make it less wrong.
Right. And I don't want to support those type of companies, Edgar. That's the bottom line. I don't want to give money to companies that do this type of thing. I've seen it too often. And quite frankly, most people have to watch their 13-year-old when they do the dishes and make sure they do them right. Not always, but many times. You cannot put the pressure of cleaning this type of equipment or packaging things, or, especially when it comes to food processing, on the back of a 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. I think that, the whistleblower in my district, she mentioned that, the kids from 13, 14, 15, 16 years old. I mean, she mentioned at one point that they would actually put the kids that were like the youngest on certain machines because the conveyor belts would go a lot quicker. And so they said that their hands were a lot nimbler. And so they can, they were able to use the machines much better than older workers. But that just puts a lot of stress on these little kids as well, because in the end they're still developing. They just hit puberty. At the same time, too, she mentioned another story where there was this one kid who, they had to, I think they had to put like a bunch of meat and eggs in the huge vats. And when they complained to their supervisor that, their back was hurting because, again, these are very heavy materials, especially for little kids. The supervisor got very angry. So, it's this type of environment that's very detrimental both for kids' development, but at the same time too, it just speaks to the consistent and persistent abuse and exploitation of these type of workers in facilities like this.
So demonstrators gathered. Was it last week that they gathered outside of Hearthside Foods? Warehouse.
Last Monday.
Okay, and so what happens now?
Yeah, so actually, it involves a bunch of things. I think that at one point, the whistleblower has actually wanted to do some interviews as well, because she wants to expose the nature of these conditions that many of her colleagues are working under. At the same time, too, this requires legislative action. I mean, this is an extremely common issue because of so many folks, so many tent workers that have come into my district office here in Little Village, complaining about overdue workers' comp, salaries not being paid on time, unsafe working conditions. That's why I'm sponsoring HB 1604, a bill that just passed out of the Labor and Commerce Committee last Wednesday in the House of Representatives, where we're really trying to tamp down on abuses by the staffing agency industry. We've been in conversations with a lot of folks, with the associations representing them, chambers of commerce, but I think that the provisions of the bill will really help to crack down on these abuses, but at the same time to provide protections for workers and give them their power back, the power that they deserve.
Please keep us up to date on this story as it progresses, okay?
Of course. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.